This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some updates for you. So yesterday we were originally told that many states in the Southwest United States might be looking at cuts this summer in terms of having to slow down on their water usage, power usage. That is still up in the air. I don't think any water or power cuts are slated for this summer, although I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be a campaign for us to already start practicing using less water and less power. It's going to be a bad summer. It's going to be a hot summer. It's going to be a dry one. And we have some issues coming around the bend with our water supply. So I want to correct, we don't have any official sort of cuts in plan for this summer, but there might be a projection coming out in August, which will then trigger cuts, possible cutbacks, voluntary or involuntary or mandatory, when it comes to power and water, if things don't moisten up in the Southwest U.S., okay? So, again, don't quote me. Right, we might not have the cuts this summer, but we might be getting some bad news, and then it could affect our water supply in 2022. Now, which states could be involved? Well, not only Nevada, but California, Arizona, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico. All of us states use the Colorado River. Now, all eyes are on the Rockies and the Rocky snowpack. Now, the Rocky Mountain snowpack has been, I guess, 41% of its usual over the last few decades. So if there's not enough snow and there's not enough runoff, it affects Colorado. And for those of us that travel a lot, we see the Colorado, we see the canyons, and we see dirt and land and desert and crevices. And, you know, we don't see a lot of water. So, to me, I'm a little worried about the level of a Colorado. Well, so is the U.S. Water Reclamation, Bureau of Reclamation. So, as we spoke about yesterday, they had published their springtime projections, and they're going to publish their more official ones, I guess, in August. And they're concerned that Lake Mead and Lake Powell are going to be dropping to levels that will trigger major cutbacks. So, we have in Las Vegas, Nevada, well, the southern Nevada, we have Lake Mead. Now, Lake Mead is on the border of Nevada and Arizona. Now, Lake Mead is the largest man-made lake or water reservoir in the United States. It started construction in 1931, finished about 35, 36, and the Hoover Dam allowed it to happen. We built the Hoover Dam. A lot of debate over that, but we needed a water reservoir. California needed power. You know, Vegas was still small, but California needed power. They needed water. And so it allowed there to be this reservoir where we could use it for hydropower later and other things. And it was a necessity at the time. And now that I live in Las Vegas, I'm very grateful for the Hoover Dam and Lake Mead. But the Lake Mead levels, if you see the rocks and you see the white versus the brown water, old water levels, water keeps dropping. The water level keeps dropping. It's funny. I remember as a kid, I went running into the lake and I almost cut my feet because there was asphalt. And I was on it wasn't basic riverbed or lake bed. It was asphalt. And it's because the water level was higher up. It was higher in the 80s at the time. And meanwhile, my feet are all hurting. Now you just see the water recede. And so according to the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, if it drops to 1,075 feet, that's going to trigger some cutbacks that multiple states have already pre-signed, pre-agreed to honor. Lake Powell is at about, what, 36% full right now? 36% full. That means Lake Powell has lost about 64% of its volume. They believe that's going to drop below 3,500 feet, and Lake Powell is on the border of Utah and Arizona. So this isn't just one reservoir, it's multiple. And so with this, there's contingency plans. I mean, the government is prepared, and they have all these plans that'll kick in. Now, according to Southern Nevada Water District, let me see. Yeah, Southern Nevada Water Authority, they have provided reassurance that they have been planning this for a while. I mean, I've been living in Nevada for 20, 30 years now. I mean, we always talk about how there's going to be a drought and there's not going to be enough water. So they've already had sort of contingency plans where the power we rely on, you know, can use as little water as possible. They kind of have these little, they call them the straws that draw water from further down Lake Mead. And let me kind of read how they have this. They say they've constructed straws to draw water from further down Lake Mead as its levels fall. And it's a credit system where it can bank recycled water back into the reservoir without having to count towards its allocation. So they believe it's going to insulate us from needing cuts in our water. But I don't see us having a nice rainy, I think we're going to be in a La Nina year. I believe La Nina means bad hurricane season. Not a lot of rain. Well, maybe we'll get some more rain. I don't know. Maybe La Nina means some more rain. But for those of us that live in the Southwest, California, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, maybe Colorado doesn't consider themselves Southwest, but the West, we have been really enjoying a huge population growth. We have just taken deserts and defied all odds and made huge, right, oases with golf courses and trees and lakes, and just expect that, you know, if you're going to be moving here, right, you're going to probably ask for desert landscaping. You're going to probably be asked to possibly rip out your grass. You're going to be probably asked to maybe reconsider building that pool. And what's interesting is I'm even seeing with resale, a lot of people don't want the pool because they don't want to have the hassle of filling it up and paying for that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Alright, so we got a couple new variants we got to look at here. There are apparently variants that are blamed for the spike in cases in Tennessee and Michigan. Now, the UK variant, okay, is the number one variant. That's a, shall we say, the culprit. The UK variant, the B117, has been the one that's more common. And we are seeing that is the predominant strain, and then they are concerned that the Brazilian P1 variant could be another strain that ends up then taking over. But Texas A&M researchers have found a new variant called the BV1, not bacterial vaginosis one, but the BV1 for the surrounding Brazos Valley area. Brazos means arms. So the Brazos Valley area. And it's called the BV1. Now they say there's still many unknowns. But the variant was detected in a saliva sample from one student who had a mild cold. And it was those symptoms that prompted them to get tested through the school's testing program. But it has genetic similarities in the strain to other variants that have shown to reduce neutralization power from antibody treatments. So they want to share the news globally. Now, the variant is related to the UK variant, according to the CDC. And that's, like I said, the most, common variant circulating in the U.S. And they don't really know what the full significance of this variant is. But this variant does combine genetic markers separately associated with rapid spread, severe disease, and high resistance to neutralizing antibodies. Now, the student sample was positive on March 5th, and a second sample on March 25th came back positive again, which researchers suggest indicates a longer-lasting infection among young adults. By April 9th, the student was negative, and the student's symptoms had resolved. Now, the student lives off-campus, but is involved in on-campus organizations, according to the university. Ben Newman, chief virologist at Texas A&M, University Global Health Research Complex, says that they're going to closely monitor for cases given its potential concern, its potentially concerning genetic makeup. They're going to also sequence samples from asymptomatic students, too, to spot variants before they progress to severe illness. So they say sequencing helps to provide an early warning system for new variants, meaning looking at the genetic makeup. Though we may not yet fully understand the full significance of BV1, the variant highlights an ongoing need for rigorous surveillance and genomic testing, including among young adults with no symptoms or only mild symptoms. So when the schools closed down originally, at the height of the COVID pandemic, people were ticked because once the schools closed down, then people had to stay home with their kids. And so multiple businesses closed even before the lockdowns. There was a lot of debate on if that move needed to happen. And we were told at the time that kids could be Trojan horses. They could carry the virus, give it to adults, make adults sick. I've never disagreed with that scientific theory. I do believe that the virus does affect and get in and take a hold. For some, it makes them super sick. For others, it doesn't. For kids, doesn't seem to make kids super sick, for now. Although these variants that we're hearing about in India and Brazil can make younger people sick. So when teachers were concerned about kids bringing back the virus, I understood. And I suggested, well, then, if teachers get vaccinated, they can at least feel a little bit more comfortable. And if they have strong immune systems, if they're vaccinated, hopefully being around kids and younger people won't put them at too high a risk. I'm around kids. I'm around younger people. I feel pretty comfortable. I've been vaccinated, but even before I was vaccinated, I was still pretty comfortable. But I do believe that younger individuals can hold and harbor. The reason why we don't have a lot of data on that is because a lot of young people aren't getting tested. Most people do not want to get tested. They don't want to get the swab up their nose. They're just not as excited about that. So when young people do sneeze and cough, they don't want to be on quarantine. They don't want to feel like they can't go back to school or they can't go to work or they can't hang out with their friends. So they're going to keep it on the down low. So we do have an underrepresentation of cases in young adults. Mind you, if they're mild, they're mild. And it might not make that big a difference from a hospitalization standpoint, but it does make a difference on how many of these cases are young adults and what is it doing to young adults. So young adults could unfortunately be harboring the next variant, but if they don't get tested, we don't know. Luckily, this kid got tested because he had sneezing and coughing or whatever his symptoms were. So per the school's testing program, he had to get tested. But if the average young person doesn't get tested, they could be harboring or creating the new variant without knowing. So in America, we're seeing spikes in Tennessee and Michigan. They said more than half of American adults have now had at least their first dose of coronavirus vaccine. They said there's promising signs that the shots are working. The 7-day rolling average of fatalities has fallen by a quarter to 737 compared to 7 days ago when 987 people were dying. That's according to Daily Mail. I have a number of, let me see how many people die in a day. It's slow. Computer's slow. I hate when the computer's slow. But I'll tell you, according to John Hopkins data, there were 477 people that died on Monday. So deaths are reportedly going down. I have roughly, from what I've seen on Worldometers, the number, because it's saying 134 in the last few hours. So if overall, over a day, they don't hit more than 700, I could hopefully see that if I extrapolate those numbers. But they said average daily deaths have started to trend upwards slightly this week, up 0.4%. CDC Director Dr. Michelle Walensky said there has been 6 consecutive days of increase in fatalities. Cases are ticking upward at least 17 U.S. states in the past 2 weeks. States like Michigan, where more than 50% of cases are caused by the UK variant, are seeing cases climb. Texas, interestingly, which is fully opened, has 42% of the cases caused by the variant and continues to see declines. So cases are actually declining in Texas. Now, I'm not expecting that long term because, remember, Texas is having major issues on the border and people coming in. And as we discussed, Mexico right now, we have a travel advisory to not go to Mexico because of COVID. And Mexico is still grappling with cases and spikes as well. So I am expecting Texas cases to rise, whether it's because of there not being masks or because of migrants. That's going to be probably long debated. But for now, Texas has seen some, fortunately, some improvements. But they still have, you know, especially with their population, still a good number of cases. So these trends are seeing the UK variant more prevalent in Tennessee, Michigan, Minnesota is starting to see more cases. So Texas declining, but these other states seeing more cases. Now, Michigan lifted COVID restrictions last month. Texas lifted more of its restrictions than Michigan did. But I really believe that Michigan is grappling with even maybe another strain because they really are having a rapidly spreading strain. And it could just be the UK variant is more prevalent there than it is in other areas. I don't know. But unfortunately, this is something that is not going to allow us to breathe a sigh of relief anytime soon, we are hoping. So in the U.S., as we have about 9,800 currently people in the hospital, some of the states that have shown some jumps in cases have been Illinois, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina, Minnesota, as we said. Louisiana had a little jump in cases. Maryland, Montana, Maine, District of Columbia had about another 129. I know District of Columbia wants to become a state so badly. I'm kind of mixed on that one. I don't have the numbers coming out of California yet. California is slated to open up this summer. Nevada is slated to open up this summer. Florida's still been open. Florida's been kind of dealing with, still a good amount of cases, but not spiking to the degree as others. So we'll keep you guys posted on the numbers. I'm really exhausted when it comes to, seeing this just not get squashed like we need, but it's unfortunately a virus that has, I think, fooled a lot of us. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jury deliberation is underway to decide the case of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. Former officer Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter for kneeling on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes last May. Texas Republican John Cornyn calling GOP efforts sensible moves to ensure free and fair elections. The title of the hearing, Jim Crow 2021, the latest assault on the right to vote, has Republican Congressman from Utah, Burgess Owens, upset.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in with a state law that only asked that people show their ID.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin arguing Republicans are pushing a wave of voter suppression laws in a deliberate attempt to suppress the votes of people of color. USA Radio News. $1 billion in health insurance rebates are expected for more than 10.5 million Americans later this year. Those who bought health insurance on the individual affordable care market could see rebates of around $299 this fall. Those who got insurance on the individual market will either get a premium credit or a check. The hosting carousel continues on a popular game show.
Sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Mayim Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. Buck is best known for his work calling NFL games on Fox and 22 of the last 24 World Series. The show has had a number of guest hosts serving 2 week stints since the passing of longtime host Alex Trebek last November. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So my father was in the military. I never was in the military. It's something I really regret not doing. It's interesting because every now and then I hear from the military because they're looking for doctors. And I was like, oh, that would be cool. That would be cool. So, I don't know. I just have always been fascinated with the military. I think they're so cool. So cool. Some brainiac made a decision that has been making some female officers a little uncomfortable. So I guess when you have hold a rank in the military, now this is an army, on the collar used to be the little insignia, so people would know what your rank was. And because of body armor, people can't see the color. So they decided to move the insignia to center of the chest. Now, I mean, I don't really notice when people are looking at my chest. I think I'm so used to it. And it's, the chest is the largest part of your body. So, for me it is. And so, yeah, it's even bigger than my butt. I'm just used to it. And, people look down. Sometimes people look down because they don't want to look at your eyes. So I don't really make a big deal about it. But apparently, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Rachel Hoagland is a student at the U.S. Army War College. And she said that it's puts women in the position of being ogled. Is it ogled or ogled? I guess they use the term ogled, where if another person in the military wants to look at your rank, they have to kind of hone in and look at your boobies. Now, I don't know who thought of that. Just put it on the arm. I mean, I get that a lot of times you're in a jacket and you have armor and all that, and maybe it could be on your hat, your rank, but it looks like the insignia is center chest, low enough on the chest, where apparently during the ceremonies, when the officers, the superior officers, are putting it on the chest, there's such awkwardness, and they're like, is it okay if I touch you to put it on? So now it puts the guys at risk, which is something I'm really, really against in terms of I don't want the male officers and military enlistees and enrollee, feeling awkward also. I mean, we're trying to avoid any sort of sexual assault, sexual harassment, any accusation of which. And so the last thing we want is to put men in a position where they have to be anywhere near an officer's breasts. Hey, it just, why is that? So the arm, it's interesting. As a doctor, when I went to school, our approach to nudity and our bodies was very different. Yeah, I came from a family where nobody was running around the house naked. Everybody had clothes on. I know some people said, oh, dad is always naked or dad always, never. Maybe accidentally my dad left the door open when he was standing to pee. But for the most part, we never saw each other naked in the house. We were just we weren't really touchy. We weren't really kissy. And then all of a sudden, I have to ask a World War II vet about his sexual history. I have to go up to a person and look in their eyes and try to, look at their macula and retina and just get all up in there. And I have to examine a man for his hernia. And I have to do a rectal exam. And I have to do a gynecological exam. And so part of your training in medical school is that desensitization of the human body. You might watch dancers and the guy will hold up the girl, up on the thigh, like near the groin area, and you're like, oh my gosh, that had to have been really awkward. But dancers also, they're like, we're not really going to be, concentrating or freaking out about the body parts. If we have to lift you, we're going to try to avoid the butt, we're going to try to avoid the genitals, but, I mean, we are, it's art. We're throwing you up in the air, with the military, in terms of getting on the ground and doing certain maneuvers and being able to sleep in tents and all that. Now that we are going co-ed and we've been co-ed, there has to be, in some respect, a desensitization of the sexes. Where, here, put this on if, let's say I was out in the field and somebody, threw a gun at me, say, grab this, and it hit me in the chest. I wouldn't think twice. I wouldn't make a big deal about it. I got boobs there, but it wasn't like anybody was trying to feel anything. It was, it was just like, okay, he had to give me something, he had to whatever. Or if somebody's trying to lift you or carry you when I was bowling that one day and I vasovagaled and I just fell. I don't know why I fainted. and I fell forward. My friend caught me, and he caught me kind of by the boobs. And now he's gay, which is totally fine, and, you know, it wasn't even awkward. It was, you know, thank you for catching me so I wouldn't break my face. But I'm just very used to where, you know, it doesn't matter. I've had friends that have accidentally banged into me or accidentally hit me there. Or that, you know, it's not a big deal. It's a body part. It's a shoulder. It's a knee. It's an arm. And patients want doctors to have that desensitization because they're like, oh, my gosh, you're going to do my pap smear. Oh, my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, it's just another orifice, like me looking in your nose, like me looking in your ear. We don't think about it that way, which really bothers me when I hear doctors make jokes. I was watching Below Deck. I'm a fan of the show, but I don't like a lot of the relationship drama. And I guess there was a gynecologist on there going, yeah, I look at vaginas all day, and then I go on yachts, you know, on my vacation. And I'm like, why are you, what? Don't make jokes about that. If I'm examining you, I don't care what I'm looking at. You know, for you to kind of label it like that, it starts to make people feel awkward. So, I'm assuming in the military that there's this, look, we're all equal. I mean, we're all in combat together. We're all going to be on the front line together. All right? Not a big deal. And so maybe that's why. But like, all right, everybody wear on the chest the, you know, the insignia or the rank. But it does put people in an awkward position, both women, because they could accidentally get touched, you know, or, you know, predatorily get touched, and guys who really don't want to be in that area, now kind of forced to have to, I mean, I would say, here, you put it on, you know, or bring your shirt out and then let me, I don't know, I could see how it's awkward. See, me as a female doctor, I don't feel the awkwardness that a lot of guys have, because being a girl, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, I got to do this, I got to examine you, and, you know, as a doctor and as a female, you just don't have that risk like a male doctor does or a male officer would. And with the military trying to fight a lot of sexual harassment and sexual assault that has been going on, right, the last thing you want is innocent people getting accused. So, or people being put more at risk. So I would say maybe put the insignia on the arm. Maybe have different colored uniforms. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't want to advise the military because I'm not in the military, and they, you know, they have the lives on the line. So you guys know best. But if I could make a suggestion based on all the bad PR the military's been getting lately on sexual harassment assault, maybe take away the rank insignia from near the boobie area. All right, it just, I think it's a little awkward, and I don't, I definitely think that there's could be a lot of misconstruing, and I just think we need a little bit of a desensitization of that. And one way to do it is just to kind of keep it out of the equation, right? We're not going to deal with boobies. We're not going to look at the boobies. We're going to go from there, which is probably one of the reasons why I'm not in the military, because honestly, I don't know how I could run uphill or downhill, right, carrying these. I'd be like, can you lessen the weight in my sack, please, because I already carry an extra weight. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. One of our listeners wants to be anonymous, says she is not going to return to work if there is another COVID wave. She was an essential worker, was there for months being exposed, got sick twice, not going to do it. She's going to collect unemployment. And, you know, part of me doesn't blame her. Those of you that were essential workers that came to work while other people got to sit home and Zoom meetings and watch Netflix, you guys really sacrificed for us. And we appreciate that. Now, I mean, I was considered essential worker, but I wasn't working in a hospital like a lot of nurses and doctors were. And I wasn't working at a grocery store. I wasn't working. I was still doing actual virtual medicine, so I was doing telemedicine. I did do some disability exams. I saw some patients in person, but I wasn't on the front line like most of the essential workers were. And so I really am indebted to you, and I think the country is indebted to you. Well, one suggestion that was made, but I think it's a law, an ordinance, it's an ordinance in California, said that those who were essential workers should get hero pay. Now, it sounds great on paper, but apparently it's not so great for industry. So hero pay in Southern California allows workers to receive an extra $4 an hour during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, they have to work. If they can't benefit from the unemployment and the extra unemployment benefits, because remember, the big problem that had happened, or the big issue that had happened early on, which kind of saved the country and allowed the country to still operate and have food, was people who refused going back to work if their industry was open wouldn't get unemployment. And so those whose jobs closed down, you know, at first you were thinking, well, gosh, you know, thank God the business is open. Thank God I'm an essential worker because I could work. That's how I felt. I was like, I would hate to have lost my job. But then the flip side started to be seen where those who lost their jobs got some really nice unemployment benefits. And those who were essential workers had to go to work because if they quit, they couldn't get unemployment. And if everybody quit, then nobody would have manned the stores. Nobody would have manned the power companies. Unless you were making so much more than what the additional $400 a week would have given you with your unemployment benefits, it was in your best interest to just file for unemployment. But many workers couldn't because if they were offered a job and they refused it, they wouldn't then qualify for unemployment. So that's how many essential workers ended up still staying at work. Now, some of them wanted to go to work. A lot of them didn't. And not a lot of them really wanted to be exposed to COVID. So California thought, or Southern California, thought that, I forget which city, Long Beach, thought that a hero pay ordinance that was started in January would then benefit those who still can't be on unemployment, but feel forced to work in the grocery store, work at the bank, work at the gas station, work at the power company, work at the cable company, to allow everybody else who's gets to stay home. So I get that. You know, I understand the hero pay. What I don't get is who has to pay the hero pay. The hero pay is mandated to be paid by the employer. Now, if the employer is already getting hit with lack of money and funds and volume of customers, to pay somebody an extra $4 an hour can be pretty devastating. So some big stores like Ralph's, Food for Less, and Long Beach closed the doors on Saturday. Kroger, I believe the parent company, insisted that it was possible for them to operate what they called, quote, underperforming stores. The city had approved a coronavirus hero pay ordinance that required retail stores and pharmacies with 300 or more workers overall, or more than 15 employees per location, to pay employees a higher wage due to the hazards of working in the midst of the pandemic. At Kroger stores, which include Ralph's and Food for Less, that meant that eligible employees could receive an extra $4 an hour for at least 120 days. Well, after the ordinance, by February, Kroger responded that it would be financially impossible to keep the long, struggling stores open if they were required to pay increased wages over 4 months. They said the irreparable harm, according to Daily Mail, that will come to employees and local citizens, they say, as a direct result of the city of Long Beach's attempt to pick winners and losers is deeply unfortunate. So the company said, we are truly saddened that our associates and customers will ultimately be the real victims of the city council's actions. Santiago Vasquez, who had been working at Ralph's part-time for about a year, told CBS LA that all of his coworkers were offered jobs elsewhere, but the transfer didn't make much sense for him. He said, I was offered to stay with the company in Huntington Beach and Seal Beach, but I'd rather just work a minimum wage job around where I live. So before signing the ordinance in January, Long Beach Mayor Robert Garcia had tweeted that grocery workers have been on the front lines of this pandemic and deserve this support. He's right. They deserve this support, but maybe the state then pays for that. Because they are there to help the state. Now, he had said that the grocers made record profits amid the pandemic. Fox 11 reported that the issue had been at the center of several protests from participating union members, residents, community activists, and employees. Union leaders said that by closing, Kroger's only punishing workers and communities surrounding these stores. The closures are going to set to impact about 200 workers. Now, I know this doesn't sound like a lot of people, but we are looking at another possible wave. We're looking at possible variants. I hope we don't have another coronavirus pandemic. I hope the worst is in our past. But if we do have surges coming this fall or winter, there might be calls for shutdowns. And as we saw with my anonymous listener, others are probably saying, look, why am I going to get exposed? Why? Unemployment is nicer. So there's going to have to then be an incentive. If unemployment benefits are that much better, there's going to have to be an incentive for people to still be on the front line and still be exposed as they are. And grocery store workers were exposed to thousands of people a day. That's not cool. But if the grocery stores have to pay an extra $4 an hour for 120 days, per employee, it's not going to be financially feasible. So if grocery stores start to close, how does that help the community with their lockdown? As I said before, this really wasn't a true lockdown because the grocery stores were open, the power was open, water was running, there were people going to work at Netflix, people were going to work at the cable company for your Wi-Fi. So we were able to be home on lockdown. Yet, there was so many people running the country. Well, they all might say they want hero pay. I don't blame them. But who pays that? So it's going to be our approach to the next wave and how we, look at, how deadly it is and how much exposure and who has to pay for the heroes. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.